Ray Eppert on Politics. Glad to have you with us today. And in today's program, we're going to be covering a number of things. One of the things that we will be covering was former Governor McAuliffe's, one of his statements in this past week's gubernatorial debate. Shocking to me. Shocking to me what he said, and that he evidently felt comfortable enough to say it. And if you haven't heard about it, you need to stay with us to hear about it, because it is significant. It is majorly significant. Also today, we're going to be talking about some changes that we're going to be making. We're actually going to be doing a number of things really starting in October. So we're going to give you those updates, information, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, and how you can connect and how you can hook to it and hopefully benefit from it all. And so with this, obviously, we are in October. Early voting is open. Election Day is coming up in the first Tuesday of November. And I encourage you, honestly, to go ahead and go in and vote. If you're in Augusta County, go into the government center. Stanton, Waynesboro, the early voting is in City Hall. I encourage you to do that. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, my vote doesn't matter. I was actually at an event recently that broke down historically the voting patterns of the last 40 years in non-presidential elections. And in that, out of all registered voters, well, actually, let me say this different. I need to go about it a little bit different way. Among all eligible voters that are of age, qualified to be voted, only about 67% of those are registered to vote. And then when you take the actual number in a, quote, off-year election, which this is kind of an off-year election, Virginia, New Jersey are the only ones that actually have statewide elections this year. It's been going that way for a long time. But we're the only ones that elect our governors, governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney generals in the year after a presidential election. And with that the average over the last 40 years of the percentage of people that actually voted, you know, that could have voted, that they were of age and so forth, could have voted, that did vote for the winner, was only like 18% of the population voted for the winner. The way I would put it, the surest way to make sure your vote doesn't matter is to not vote. That guarantees it. A lot of people complain, it doesn't matter. Well, it certainly doesn't matter if you don't do it. It just really doesn't matter. And so you may vote the same way as I do. You may vote differently than I do. But from that standpoint, you need to go vote. You need to engage. The people that get elected determine how your life is lived in a whole lot of ways. They determine how much tax comes out of your check. They determine how much money you get from Social Security when you retire. They determine how much tax is tacked on to the price of gas. They determine your health care insurance right now. All of these things. And I do not understand why a person would not want to have, even if it is only an infinitesimal amount of say about it. And I understand that, you know, when we vote, there's a lot of people vote, even though percentage-wise it's really small. I'm still going to put my 2 cents in. I mean, you can count on it. I'm not going to not vote, because if it goes down and it's not the way I like it, it's not going to be because I didn't try to make it different. That just boggles my mind that people are comfortable with that. I in all honesty, I don't understand. And so, again, I do encourage you to go vote, and especially vote early. This is it's so good. Last year, I heard people say, oh, you know, this early voting, you know, it's not good. And I understand it does increase the risk of fraudulent things happening. But if we would elect people that would put in some guards against that, there wouldn't be a problem. But with that, you know, if you work during the day, the last 2 Saturdays of October, you can actually go vote early on the last 2 Saturdays. This makes it really convenient. And one of the things that I really love about it is, you know, I've already voted. Actually, the first day, September 17th, the first day that early voting was available, I went in and I voted. Guess how many people were in front of me? Now, I've went to elections on election day and have had to stand in line for as long as 30 minutes or so sometimes, because I got off work, went when I could, went during lunch, went right before work, and had to deal with the lines. When I went for the early voting, and actually last year, I went for the early voting. Last year, there were 4 people in front of me. 4 people. And let's just put it this way, with the number of places that you had to mark your ballot, we just sailed right through there. Didn't take no time at all. This year, when I walked in, there was not a soul in front of me. They handed me my sample ballot. I took a glance at it, went over, checked in, gave them my name and address, went down, got a ballot, went over, marked it, turned it in, walked out the door. In all honesty, less than 5 minutes. Probably closer to 2 to 3 minutes. Probably 3 was probably a good, accurate estimate. But you need to go vote. There are critical issues. There are critical issues. And over this year's election and next year's election, you get tired of hearing it on TV. I know that I do. But in looking at it, in my lifetime, this year and next year, will be the 2 most critical elections I've ever participated in, because there is a basic philosophical approach that there's huge division on right now, huge division on. And it actually came out, I'm not going to tell you yet, McAuliffe's comment. But his comment shows the huge philosophical gap that exists right now in politics. And if you get the chance to vote in what you want, or if not vote in what you want, at least vote out what you don't want. Sometimes I've had to do that. I didn't want either one of them. So I did more of a vote against than a vote for. But the bottom line is, I don't want the worst. I don't want the worst. So even if I don't like the other, I'll pick which one I think's worse and vote for the other person. You got to do what you got to do in that situation. And so this is a critical time. It's an important time to be aware. You don't have to spend tons of time getting information, but you do at least, I'll use the phrase, you do at least need to keep a finger on the pulse. You do need at least to begin to do that. And I'll put it this way. Get some information from a couple sources, like on election night. And I'm sure I will do it this year again. Now, the good thing about off-year elections is you know who won a whole lot quicker. But on presidential elections, I'll usually stay up until they declare a winner if it's looking like they will be able to. And so I have stayed up as late as 3 o'clock in the morning watching it. And you say, well, why in the world would you do that? When you pay attention, you understand that they affect you a lot more than you realize. The people in office affect your life a lot more than you realize. You know, a lot of people, it just comes across, well, this is the new law now. The bottom line is the people we put in office, they're the ones that make those new laws. Some of them are crazy. Some of them are good. Bottom line is, I want to know what I'm going to be dealing with. And especially now, when there is a beginning to be a huge gap in philosophical approach to government, it is extremely important. And it's only been the last it's probably been the last 10, 15 years that I started staying up late. But with that, we're going to talk about a number of things. It's critical. So if you would, just stay with us through these messages, and we'll give you this information when we get back.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new 3-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered, free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mount ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Dominion Outdoors, 15 Angela Court in Fishersville. Browning. The best there is.
We're back. Again, glad to have you with us today. And I'll go ahead and give you some of our news. Today will be our last program here on ESPN 1240, The Boss. We're transitioning, and we greatly appreciate having been on this station. And Gary and Chip and Pat have been great to us, and we greatly appreciate their help. And what we're doing, when we started this, I mainly wanted to be able to discuss and inform people, discuss issues and inform people, particularly about some of what I call common sense approach or principles for government. And as time has went by, one of the things that I have began to realize is that it seems as though the middle is fading fast. I knew things were polarized before, but I had hoped that at least locally we would maybe be able to be a part of taking the good of different sides and being part of being able to bring it together. I don't think the current environment will allow that, the current situation and climate politically. it is so polarized. With that, one of the things I want to say here before I go into the rest of it, I want to encourage you to get involved politically. Now, on this, and there's an aspect of this, and I want y'all to hear me out, is I don't care if you get involved in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I really don't care. The bottom line, we've got a lot of good people in this area. And one of the things, and there are good people in politics on the local level. I think the further you go up, maybe not. I think the percentage may drop. But especially on the local level, there are a number of good people. There's still a number of people got issues even on the local level. But with that, there's a whole lot of good people at the local level that do not engage at all. And there's a statement that's been made over the years, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men or good people to do nothing. And honestly, I think that's a lot of where we are in our political climate. Good people, because of the dirtiness and all the stuff with politics, have pulled away. They've backed out. Don't want to deal with it. And I understand that. Believe me, I understand that. In my lifetime, I have gotten engaged at the local level. I have no desire to run for any office from that standpoint. But I wanted to be involved. I wanted to help good things happen. And in all honesty, over the years, there's been three times that I got engaged in things, and then I quit. I quit because I got disgusted with what I saw. I got disappointed hearing one thing and then them doing another thing. All of those things were aggravations. And a lot of today, I am going to get a little bit personal from some things, because this decision to make this transition is very much a personal decision, and it's not a light decision. The decision goes beyond whether to be on the radio or to do something else. The decision has to do with really a commitment. You see, before we ever actually started this program, I had reached the place that I can't sit back and do nothing anymore. I can't just let stuff happen. You know, currently I have two sons, not expecting to add any, but I have two sons, ages 26 and 22. In time, hope to have grandkids. Actually kind of excited about that possibility. Not ready for it now, and neither are they. But when that does happen, I'm excited about that. But part of the situation is I began to look at the world that those grandkids would come into. My wife and I had a discussion the other evening. And I was telling her, because even just in the last week or two, my level of intensity as far as my determination has ratcheted up. Because the more I see certain things, the more it bothers me. And I was telling her that I can't sit back. I said, one day we're going to have grandkids. And I said, what kind of world are they going to come into? And I don't know how much difference I can make. But this I do know. I know what I can live with and what I can't. I can't live with doing nothing. I can't do that. I can't sit back and watch things go in directions that just boggle your mind. And that I can't do that. I just can't sit back and do nothing. And so a lot of this decision has really come down to maximizing my time, maximizing my energy, because I got a lot of other stuff I got to do. And what is the best way? What is the thing that can make the biggest difference? And then putting my time and my energy into that. And part of this is we still need to be active, engaged locally. And I have re-engaged locally in one of the parties. I encourage you, pick which one you want to, and you get in there. And be a voice for your values. It isn't as important which party you're in. It's that you use your voice for the values that you stand for. If we don't, we are conceding everything to other people to determine our outcome. One of the things I love about America, and there's a lot of people today that will disagree with this, and the only thing I can say is evidently they've never been to another country. America is the land of opportunity. When you compare it to any other nation, America is the land of opportunity. And I want my grandkids to have opportunity. I want other people's grandkids to have opportunity. And there are people that we need to increase that for them. And the path that is being followed right now is not a path to increase that. It is a path to diminish it. And again, I can't sit back and do nothing. So a large part of what we're going to do, I'll go ahead and give you some of the details at this point. We're going to switch to being a podcast. Now, with that, you will be able to go to Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, Podbean, and follow us there. Everything we've already done is there. Now, it's going to take us just a little bit of time to get squared away. Actually, I'm out of the country next week, or actually this coming week is a better way to say it. But then we'll be back, and our first solely podcast will begin on October the 17th. But if you go there, you can follow it. Even now, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. So if those are things that you use, you can go there and you can find us. We will still be doing our website, RayEppertonPolitics.com. We will be putting information there. We will make even greater use of our Facebook page, Liberty Justice HQ. And with that, we're going to be putting out different parts of information. One of what I think is one of our biggest problems today is that people of faith are not engaged. People of faith aren't. And Jesus said, "You're the salt of the earth." In Jesus' day, salt, very much like it is today, was used for two primary reasons. Number one, obviously, seasoning, taste. But to an even greater degree, it was used as a preservative. And if those who have the preserving ability do not engage in society, then the society will rot. it will rot, it will deteriorate. And in all honesty, that's a lot of what I'm seeing in our world today. And at that point, a lot of people want to blame so-and-so, you know, and they go down their list. In all honesty, I put it at the foot of the people of faith because we failed to engage. We have failed to use our voice. We don't need to control and dominate people, but our values need to be included too. And we've been sold a lie about separation of church and state. If you want to see what the founding fathers believed about separation of church and state, now there is separation. Don't misunderstand me. Jefferson's comment of there is a wall of separation between church and state, that's a true statement, and I am for that wall of separation. But if you want to know what they believed about that wall of separation, go to the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law establishing religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That is the wall of separation. That is what they put in. Now, people go crazy with a lot of stuff today. They weren't talking about a nativity scene in front of a government building. That's a bunch of nonsense. That has nothing to do with what Jefferson and the founding fathers were talking about. They were talking about many of them had come from England, and England would go between the Anglican Church or Church of England and the Catholic Church, depending on which king and which which religion favored them at the time. They would move back and forth, and the government, if you would, was so much in bed with the religious organization that it chose. That's what the Founding Fathers meant by no establishment of religion. We can't be Church of England. We can't be Catholic Church. We can't be Baptist. We can't be non-denominational. We can't be Methodist. That's what they were saying. You can't select one. You can't be Buddhist. You can't be Islam. But then at the same time, you can't prohibit the free exercise thereof. That's that wall of separation. And so with this, one of the issues, one of the things I'm going to endeavor to do is help people understand why they need to get engaged. And anyway, I'm way over. I need to take a break. Stay with me. I want to present to you some things for your consideration. So stay with us through this break, and we will be right back.
Kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered, free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mount ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Dominion Outdoors, 15 Angela Court in Fishersville. Browning. The best there is. The county seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed. Buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
We're back. Glad to have you. And I kind of want to pick up where I finished off with the last segment, talking about people of faith and beginning to understand some things. And there's three reasons that I'm making a transition from the radio to the podcast. Actually, you could say four, because part of it, I want to have the opportunity to cover a larger area with this, with the things that we're going to talk about, with the three reasons. And the first one is to have an element of teaching. I'm a person of faith, and I believe that we have to have the faith element back in government. Again, not that we make people be religious, because when it comes down to it, in my faith, each person has their own choice. But the thing of it is when we stop putting our values into the system, then we're basically letting everybody else tell us what to do, where that piece needs to be in there as well. And I want to give a quote. If you've got to hear the gubernatorial debate this week, I actually did not get a chance to do that, but I went back and looked at some things. Former Governor Terry McAuliffe made a statement, and Yahoo News, which is what I'm going to be reading from here, their headline for this, and this is not the quote, but it's very close to the quote. The headline says, McAuliffe says parents shouldn't tell schools what to teach, handing Youngkin a campaign ad. And his actual quote was, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach, which basically, again, that is contrary. See, if you don't understand the current structure of our government, then you might think, well, maybe they shouldn't. What McAuliffe is actually saying, that you see, currently the federal government constitutionally has no authority over education. Now, they manipulate it through funding, but they manipulate it through funding. I'll just stop there. They manipulate it through funding. The state has authority to do certain things, but the ultimate authority in our current system when it comes to education is the local school board. And the local school board actually has the right to say no to the state. Now, it gets in there, the money, and if they do. The bottom line is, again, with a lot of these things, we have allowed stuff to get to a place that they never should have gotten to. And the only way it can ever get better is to really draw a line in the sand and say, well, if you want to keep your money, keep your money. But we're not doing this. Because the bottom line is, technically, if you had a court that would judge according to the law and not opinion, they would side with the local school boards in those situations. But there's a lot of fear. And I'll just say it, some of the biggest bullies are in the Department of Education. You know, schools teach against bullying, but some of those, that's where the really bullying is in the Department of Education. There's more there than anywhere else. And especially if you look at what's going on right now in so many areas. But in McAuliffe saying that, he's basically saying that our current governmental structure isn't right. If you take it in pure political terms, he's functioning as a dictator. Certainly he knows what the law says. Certainly he knows what the Constitution says. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe I'm making too much of an assumption. But he's basically saying, I don't care what the Constitution says, the state Constitution, the federal Constitution, I don't think parents should have any say. That's a huge problem. That's a huge problem. That is a major step toward government is in control of you and your family, and we will determine and we will dictate everything about your life. That's where that's headed, and that's what that's about. And like I say, right now, there's a huge philosophical gap that it's been forming, but it is really forming very strongly right now. Do you believe government should dictate to everybody? And I'll be honest with you. One of the biggest reasons that people have that they go along with that is they don't want to resist it. They don't want to put forth the effort to do that. Well, that's a case where, as the old saying goes, you know, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. That approach of just not wanting to deal with it is going to leave a lot of people wishing they had. It's like a retirement program. You know, when you need it is not when you can start doing it. You got to start earlier. And we're late in the game starting. But right now we're facing some very tough choices of, are we going to allow government, elected officials, those who consider themselves the elite, the smarter, they're smarter than all of us. They understand better what we need, all of those things. Do we let that happen, or do we maintain our freedom? Do we maintain our independence? Do we maintain our liberty? And you see, there's some things that we need to understand. We need to understand the government structure. Not that we have to have a degree in it. Don't misunderstand me. But there's certain basic elements. And especially as people of faith, let me just share a little bit with you along those lines, kind of a little sample of some of what we'll be doing. In the Bible, there is only one group that is tasked with the education of children. And if you actually took the time to go back and look at our founding fathers, this is why they drove education back down to the local level, is because the majority of them understood, and one key passage is in Deuteronomy chapter 6, where it tells the parents to teach their children. See, children learn more from their parents than anybody else. Children should get their values from their parents. And you see right now, parental rights is a huge issue. I'll throw this out to you because you see, politicians are very good at deception. They're very good at deception. I heard a phrase the other day. This is not accurate. By definition, but it may be accurate by application. Politics. The word poly means many. Polytheism means many gods. Poly means many. And then the guy said, ticks, those are bloodsuckers. Politics is a bunch of bloodsuckers. Yeah, and there's an element of that that can be true. I don't believe all are. But you see, with that, right now, especially in the school system, and there's going to be, there's some school races, school board races this year. Really, if you get on down to it here in Augusta County, there's really only two. One of them is a write-in candidate and against the incumbent, and another one is incumbent and two others on the ballot. That's the only contested races. But you see, when it comes to masks, when it comes to vaccines, when it comes to gender issues, when it comes to being in school and how much, those are a lot of singular issues that a lot of people fight over. But I've actually had the opportunity to sit down with a couple people that have, some of them aren't running now, but that have looked at running. And one of the things I have said is, you know, I don't really care where somebody is on masks. I don't really care where they are on vaccines. And I'll just use those two. Because ultimately, the main issue is the parental rights. Parental rights are the main issue. You see, I believe the parent should be able to decide for their kid, not the school. There was actually a school board here in the state of Virginia that said they had the legal authority to determine if children would be vaccinated. When did we get to that place? And why does that not bother more people? That's basically saying that children are more or less a ward of the state, that they let you keep them, but they really get to determine anything of significance about them. Now, you see, with part of this, there's been a failure on the educational system to actually prepare people for life. And because they failed to prepare people for life, then they have failed to prepare people to make decisions for their kids, which really works out great when you're wanting to control all of them. And I'm not saying every politician is there, but there are people who are there. And those are the ones who are making those calls and those decisions, because ultimately they want a government that is controlled by a small group of people. And they believe they're in that small group of people, and they know better than everything else. They know better than everyone else. So they want to make the decisions for everyone. I don't disagree that there's people that are not capable of making their own decisions. But you see, what we should do is work at training and equipping them. Make education work for the people. Make education actually work for that child to actually give them a chance in life, because every child's not the same. So, I mean, there's just so much that is wrong and broke with our current system that why would we think these people that mess this up so royally know what to do now? We need an overhaul. We need an overhaul. And at this point, I'm not really talking about the local school board. I'm talking about Richmond. I'm talking about Washington, D.C. I'm talking about Terry McAuliffe, for one. He started, I mean, it was already declining, but his administration started a major decline in Virginia in education. Why would we want him to do even more of a decline for us? You know, I mean, we've got to understand, and we've got to realize the votes are in our hand to determine the future. So again, early voting. Again, I'm going over time, but get out and vote. Begin to get educated. Stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered, free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mount ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Dominion Outdoors, 15 Angela Court in Fishersville. Browning. The best there is.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
All right, we're back. Again, glad to have you with us. This is Ray Eppert on Politics. I am Ray Eppert. And again, I want to go ahead and give you the whole spiel. I get sidetracked so far today. But again, this is our last program on the ESPN 1240, The Boss. And again, we appreciate everything Gary and Chip have done for us in this process. But what we're doing is switching to just totally a podcast. And so with that, we still have our website, and we'll continue to use that and post things there, just as we've been doing. That's RayEppertOnPolitics.com. We will actually increase our usage of our Facebook page, which is Liberty Justice HQ. And so there will be more things coming to that. But then, and which we are, we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, and we're on Podbean. Now, some of you may not be familiar with Podbean, but if you would, that's kind of our host site for our podcast, because each one of these programs, we have put them on Podbean, and you can go there. And if you go to podbean.com and then search Ray Eppert, then it'll come up. And I just would ask that you go ahead and follow us, because what we're going to do, here's our three focuses. I got sidetracked in the details, but we're going to teach, and we're going to have more of a faith basis for what we share. But we will still do it in a secular way as well, because these things, we're not trying to force anyone to be a person of faith. Obviously, we would encourage that, but that to force someone to do that is wrong. And so with this, how does this look put into government? And the Bible has a whole lot more to say about government than most Christians think. It has a ton. I'll be honest with you, there's virtually no subject in regarding government that's not covered in the Bible. Did you know that the Bible teaches a welfare program? Now, we wouldn't implement it just like they did because they were purely an agricultural society, but God gave Israel a welfare program, told them how to do it. Well, what we should do is look at those same principles and implement it. And I'm not going to dive into that right now. That's something we'll probably dive into in one of the podcasts and begin to look at some of that, because we need to understand. Because see, and here I go again, getting sidetracked. But you see, a huge thing that we've got a problem with right now, in all honesty, and this is why there's so much turmoil in our country. There is a lack of justice in our country. And by that justice, I'm not talking about punishment. Justice is when things are handled right. That's justice. Not all justice is punishment. Things need to be handled right. And there's a lot of things that aren't handled right in our country right now, because people are making situations based on situational ethics. Well, this situation. So every way you turn, you end up changing the conclusion. Well, the bottom line is, so this one person, this happens with them, this other person, that happens with them. And when those two people look at each other, they go, well, why did this one get the goods? You know, like the old Jerry Reed song, you know, she got the gold mine, I got the shaft. And there's a lot of people that are looking at life right now and saying, why is this happening for that person? But this is what's happening for me. And you see, that comes down to no justice. Where when you look at the Word of God and you look at the Bible and you apply those principles there, then it creates more equity. There's a lot of people wanting more equity now. They're wanting equality. And there's a difference between equity and equality. But you see, if we actually implement the principles of the Word of God, then it begins to create that, because when things are done right, there is not the differences. Because God's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't favor one over the other. But you get in politics, oh, I like this one, I don't like them. And that creates a whole different set of outcomes, which is a problem. So we want to teach and apply things so that we can begin to see what we need to do, why we need to do it. Secondly, I want to talk people into getting engaged and help them find out how they can get engaged. Because again, for evil to prevail, the only thing necessary is for good people to do nothing. We have to get engaged. What's good for you might not be what's good for somebody. Bottom line, do what you can and what works for you. But we've got to bring our values to the table. And then thirdly, and some people might think this is kind of strange, I really want to encourage people, and I hope we can succeed in this. I pray that we can succeed in this. I want to encourage good people to run for office. Because right now, so many good people, the last thing in this world that they want to do is get involved in politics. So again, here's my thing. If good people want nothing to do with it, then who are we leaving it to? Who's the ones that it's being handed to on a silver platter because good people don't want anything to do with it? By default, we're giving it to the people that will not use it right. And there's only one way to fix that. And that is for the good people to go, okay, here I go. And so I encourage you, I want to encourage people with that to get involved and to be engaged and actually run for office. And there's other things that we're looking to do, but we want to be a resource. We want to be able to hook people up, help them get what training they need, so forth and so on, because I love America. America is far from perfect, but I do firmly believe that America is the best thing going on this planet. And it's worth the effort. It's worth the effort. It's worth what we've got to do. And I'll even go back to the more personal issue. It's worth it for you to get engaged for your grandkids, your children, whatever spot you are in life. Because what legacy will you leave? What legacy will you leave? What America will you leave to them? See, I was raised to believe that you ought to leave things better than you found them. I think a lot of us were raised the same way. But when it comes to government, we don't apply that there. We just, I don't want to, you know, and we leave it alone. And then we wonder why, and we shake our head about which way it's going and what's happening and some of the just unbelievable things. It's because what we've learned in other areas of life, we do not apply it to government. We don't apply it. We just stay out of it. Wonder who would have strongly encouraged us to do that. It's those that just want power. It's those that want to make a living out of it. It's those that want to make sure it really benefits them. So it's really good if all the good people stay out. We got to change. We got to change. We've got to have a different approach. Well, stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Browning's latest bolt action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered, free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mount ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Dominion Outdoors, 15 Angela Court in Fishersville. Browning, the best there is.
All right, we're back. And with this, I just want to remind you very quickly, go to podbean.com, follow us there. You'll be, our next podcast will be up on the 17th. You can also go to Spotify. You can go to iTunes. Remember our website, rayeppertonpolitics.com, our Facebook page, Liberty Justice HQ. And again, I just want to thank you for listening to us. Hopefully we have helped. Hopefully we have sparked some thought. Hopefully you'll follow us into our new venture. And so I just encourage you to get engaged. I have enjoyed it. Thank you. And again, we'll go away to Louis Armstrong.
What a wonderful world.